And we will move to Western Nevada College Foundation. And I see the Executive Director, Nikki Gladys, there. Hi, Nikki. And we will let you introduce your chair if you would like, or I can do that. Oh, first we have to take public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There's none in Elko.
All right. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None at this time.
Okay. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, I now welcome you to the podium, Ms. Gladys.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oh. I have another disclosure.
Oh, we have another disclosure first, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Pursuant to NRS Chapter 281A, I hereby disclose that I'm currently employed by Matter Academy East, a K-12 charter school in Las Vegas. As part of my employment, I've been assigned to teach a dual credit class on Matter's campus with WNC. Because the independence of my judgment of the judgment of a reasonable person would not be materially affected by the situation, I will vote on this matter and all matters on this agenda.
Thank you, Regent Carter. Please go ahead, Ms. Gladys.
Good morning, Chancellor, Regents, and College Presidents. We're very happy to be here, and it's my pleasure to introduce Tina Pichetti, who is the Foundation Chair for Western Nevada College Foundation.
Thank you for being here, Tina. We welcome you. Please go ahead with your report.
Good morning. Good morning, Chancellor, Nevada System of Higher Education Regents, and College Presidents. My name is Tina Holland Pichetti, and I am the current chair of the WNC Foundation Board. I was drawn to WNC because I earned my associate's degree in nursing over 25 years ago at a community college. This education launched my nursing career, which led me to open my own business in Northern Nevada, visiting Angels of Carson City, a senior in-home care agency. And through this business, I have been able to create a nursing scholarship to develop individuals in our community who want to take care of our seniors. Today, I am pleased to present you with our annual report for fiscal year 2022. Past year, the WNC Foundation Board has worked hard to create funding for new scholarships, facility improvements, and other needs on behalf of Western Nevada College. And I'm excited to tell you about our accomplishments. As our activity has increased following the pandemic, our Board of Trustees has experienced important growth with the addition of Sandy Foley, Nick Rowe of Bank of America, Tyler Smith with Gabelli Funds, and Brooke Sweeting of United Federal Credit Union. These additions were made intentionally in order to add the talent to our working board where it is most needed to ensure future growth. The WNC Foundation Board is committed to increasing the foundation's ability to successfully contribute and maximize resources for Western Nevada College in order to support the advancement of education in our region. Over the past year, our foundation activity provided nearly $1.8 million in direct financial support to WNC students, programs, and facilities. Despite limitations in holding events due to the pandemic, our foundation accomplished this through increased activity in grant writing, outdoor event fundraising, and careful financial management of our endowment. The foundation is particularly proud of helping to provide funding to support much-needed facility improvements on our Fallon campus. Following the generous $1 million grant from the William N. Pennington Foundation in fiscal year 21, WNC completed construction on a new HVAC and biology lab located on the Fallon campus. This lab had not been updated since the 1990s and is now providing students with a state-of-the-art experience. Western Nevada College's new diversity center opened to much applause during Wildcat Life's recent Welcome Back Week. The center will support and encourage diversity, equity, and inclusion of all people participating within the college community through events and hosting guest speakers. Envy Energy Foundation made a generous $25,000 donation to make the creation of this center possible. Student scholarships awarded through the WNC Foundation have continued to increase, with over $875,000 in awards for the 2021 to 2022 school year. This represents 2 years in a row that our scholarship fund has grown by over 30% year over year. This year, we've awarded 531 scholarships to 501 students. This means that nearly 15% of all WNC students received a scholarship through WNC Foundation this past year. Scholarship growth is due to the generosity of donors like Drs. Tim McFerrin and Sandra Koch, who started a $250,000 endowment for nursing student scholarships. The William and Pennington Foundation increased their support of workforce development scholarships through a $250,000 donation benefiting CTE students. George and Carol DeCarlo started a $50,000 endowment benefiting rural students, and we also gained a $65,000 endowment for single parents from an anonymous donor. Additionally, scholarship funding will continue to increase in fiscal year 23 as WNC Foundation received a $1.2 million gift from the estate of Miss Gloria Puretti, which will be applied to the Testolin Puretti Endowment within the WNC Foundation. Fundraising efforts have also resulted in 12 new scholarships for the upcoming year. While we were unable to hold a formal gala in 2021 due to event restrictions, we have continued to hold the Golf for Education tournament. Fiscal year 22 represented our best year ever, with 140 players and net proceeds exceeding $28,000. Additionally, Carol and George DeCarlo generously lent us their home for a small and lively 50th anniversary celebration for the college that led to many more donations and new scholarships. Stay tuned for the fiscal year 23 report, as we are excited about the results of our first post-pandemic Reach for the Stars Gala, which was quite successful. Lastly, the foundation is very proud to support WNC's interim president, Dr. Kyle Dalpe, as he encourages WNC to continue to make a positive impact within our community. The foundation is honored to be involved with projects like the expansion of our CDL program, the Rhodes program that helps students overcome obstacles and obtain workforce certifications, as well as the important relaunch of WNC's Veterans Resource Center. Thank you for the opportunity to share our accomplishments and for your ongoing support of Western Nevada College.
Thank you, Tina, for the report, and thank you, Chairman Gladys, for your Executive Director Gladys, for your hard work on behalf of WNC. Really appreciate that. I will entertain a motion and a second for the report.
I'll second it. Okay.
Regent DeCarlo made the motion, and Regent DeBrava seconded that motion. It's always a race for who gets to do that. So thank you for that. Are there any questions or comments for Tina or Nikki? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, I vote aye as well. The motion passes, and thank you again. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 3 lists the 4 new officers for information only. And agenda item number 4 will be the consent items. We will take all of those in a motion and second.
Motion to approve.
A motion from Regent McMichael. Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, Regent Tarkanian, thank you for the second. Are there any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposition? I vote aye as well. The motion passes. Agenda item number 5 is new business. Is there new business in Elko?
There is none.
Thank you. Is there any new business in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any new business in Las Vegas? Seeing none, we will move to agenda item number 6 for public comment. Is there any public comment in Elko?
There is none in Elko.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. Is there any public comment in Las Vegas? Seeing none, the Western Nevada College Foundation meeting is adjourned.